taking some time now to settle into the body. Connecting with a sense of the body sitting here. And really feeling those points of contact. The points of contact with the earth, the chair, with yourself, your hands on your lap, and the air we all share. Deliberately rooting ourselves in the body. Feeling the breath breathing itself. Feeling the breath breathing itself wherever it's easy for you. It could be in one location, or it could be a whole sense of breath and body together, breath and body as a whole. Whatever makes you feel very grounded, very anchored. And as we go through a compassion practice today, if at any point you start to feel not grounded, you start to feel emotionally, mentally overwhelmed by the practice, then just come back to this very rooted sense of the body sitting and breathing. Perhaps widening the awareness to include hearing, or even opening the eyes for a while and just really connecting with the sensory world. As it shows itself moment to moment. And then when you feel more settled, feeling free to come back to working with the phrases. And so just a few points about any kind of loving kindness practice. It's said that when loving-kindness or friendliness meets suffering, then it is compassion. And it is a practice, so we really want to remember that we are practicing just as much as we're practicing when the attention is on the breathing. And so when the mind wanders off the phrases, just as it wanders off the breathing, we just notice it and gently redirect the attention back. Attention on the phrases acts like the breath, It anchors our focus and very much serves as a mindfulness practice in that regard. And then has the added benefit of the content of the phrases, which really warm up the heart-mind and changes how the brain is working, how the body is working. Yet it's very important to remember, just as we remember with mindfulness practice, that we're not looking for a particular result or to feel a particular feeling. We do these practices, we may feel a little stilted and awkward at times, or even throughout the whole thing. We may even feel bored at other times. We may feel some warming of the heart. At other times we can feel the opposite. We can feel some aversion. And we simply work with these. We open the heart mind to these experiences, naming them just as we do in mindfulness practice, feeling them through the body, watching them move through. And when it's passed, we reconnect, not with the breath in this case, but with the phrases. And so we can very much work with the five hindrances very nicely when we do any kind of loving kindness, or what is called metta practice, in this case, a compassion practice. And while the breath and the body are not our primary focus of attention, the phrases will be, it helps to continually root your attention through breath and body as you go through. Just keep that sense there. You'll feel safer, and the capacity to hang in with your own suffering and that of others will be greater. So before we go into the phrases, here's another piece from Thich Nhat Hanh. And it's a poem, but it's written as a prayer. And we can think of prayer as well-wishing. Just as loving kindness practices are practices of well-wishing. So this is called As We Are Together. As we are together praying, let us be truly with each other. Let us be relaxed in our bodies and in our minds. Let us return to ourselves and become wholly ourselves. Let us maintain a half smile on our faces. Let us be aware of the source of being common to us all and to all living beings, evoking the presence of the great compassion. Let us fill our hearts with our own compassion towards ourselves and towards all living beings. Let us pray that all living beings realize that they are all brothers and sisters, all nourished from the same source of life. Let us pray that we ourselves cease to be the cause of suffering to each other. Let us plead with ourselves to live in a way which will not deprive other beings of air, water, food, shelter, or the chance to live. With humility, with awareness of the existence of life and of the sufferings that are going on around us, let us pray for the establishment of peace in our hearts and on earth. And so, grounding, rooting in sense of body, sitting body breathing, really connecting with that. And now, letting breath and body just be that anchoring background presence. Bringing to mind someone that you know who is suffering in some way. And it doesn't have to be a big way. But it's someone that you care for easily. There's no ambivalence here, as best you can. It's the easy person. Or being. So it could be a dog or a cat or the sparrows or cardinals that land on your bird feeder. So holding in mind this being and whatever his or her measure of suffering is and your sense of concern, being aware of it. Perhaps imaging this person if that works for you, not worrying about it if it doesn't. And noticing how your heart naturally opens to wish them well. That you'd like to extend comfort, even share in their pain, and meet it with compassion. And I'll begin offering some phrases now that you might use, or you may have phrases of your own. Continuing to ground yourself through the body and the breathing, possibly placing a hand over the heart or wherever you feel soothing touch at any point during the practice. May this one that I care for be held in compassion. May this one be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May this one be supported and nourished at this time of difficulty. And may this one know ease, healing, and peace. Repeating these phrases silently to yourself or phrases of your choosing. May you be held in compassion. May you be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you receive support and nourishment at this time of difficulty. And may you have ease, healing, and peace. May you live in peace. And then pausing with the phrases for this dear one, connecting with breath and body, and just noticing how you're feeling with this practice at this point. And now allowing yourself to shift and turn your attention to yourself and your own measure of sorrow and suffering. You may take a few moments to reflect on the past week, challenging emotions and events. Opening to whatever darkness may have been happening for you, may still be happening for you. Giving yourself some soothing touch, the hand at the heart or the cheek. Noticing any resistance to your own suffering. It's natural to not want this suffering. It's natural to have aversion for it, to want things to be different. We may shift off into sleepiness and boredom as a way to avoid the suffering. We may get caught up in restlessness, just got to do something kind of feeling. And we may have doubt about these practices. Oh, what good can it do? And we can just open to any of these forms of resistance, any of these hindrances. It can so easily show when we contemplate our own suffering. And really grounding ourselves through the body and the breath. Anchoring here. And beginning now, as you feel able, to offer up the phrases for yourself, the phrases of compassion. May I be held in compassion. May I be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May I have the support and nourishment I need for these difficult times. May I know ease, healing, and peace. So, working with these phrases or phrases of your choosing. May I be held in compassion. May I be held in compassion, great compassion. You may find it helpful to imagine these phrases directed towards you from someone you know who could send them to you. Or you may find it helpful to direct the phrases to yourself as you were as a young child. Work with it however you need to. May I be held in great compassion. May I be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May I be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May I receive the support and nourishment, nurturing that I need at these difficult times. Support, nurturing, nourishment at these difficult times. May I know ease, healing, and peace. May I know great ease, great healing, and great peace. Repeating these phrases or your own for yourself, as you feel able. And then pausing with the phrases for ourselves and resting the awareness in the feelings of the body sitting and breathing, really anchoring here in the simplicity of these sensations, knowing we're safe right now. feeling the ease of the present moment. And then, one at a time, extending your compassion to others that you know, other beings, picture loved ones, friends, neighbors. Hold an image, if you will, of each one in your heart mind, being aware of their difficulties and wishing them well, one after another. May you be held in great compassion. May you be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you receive the support and nourishment you need. May you know ease, healing, and peace. And so repeating these phrases are your own for all these different ones that pop up into your mind. And as you feel ready, extending the well-wishing outwards to neighbors and people in your community and beings that you perhaps don't even know so well. There may be kind of an emotionally neutral feeling towards these folks. Include them in your circle of compassion. Remembering that we all enter our as you feel able, extending the well-wishing outwards. To other beings on the planet, endangered species, people who are caught in war and famine and drought and despair. As you feel able. You feel overwhelmed by it, gently pull back ground again in breath and body. And as you feel able, including in the circle of compassion, beings that you struggle with, that you find difficult, you may even consider them enemies. As you feel able to engage this practice, remembering that all beings wish to be happy and free from suffering, even if they may go at it in ways that we find wrong, frightening, cruel, violent, all beings are trying to find their way to safety and happiness. May we all be held in great compassion. May we all be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May we all receive the support and nourishment that we need for these difficult times. May we all know ease. May we all know healing. May we all know peace. May we all live in peace and harmony. And as we begin to finish this practice, really connect with the body sitting and breathing. As you feel able, having a sense of with the inhale, you're breathing in the suffering that you've been touching, the suffering of the world, holding it and carrying it like the mother of the world. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out relief, compassion, ease, and peace. It's said that compassion is the quivering of the heart in the face of suffering, yours and mine. So holding tenderly our quivering hearts as we finish meditation.